the expanding monkeypox outbreak in more than 70 countries is an extraordinary situation that qualifies as a global health emergency, the World Health Organization chief said Saturday. It's a declaration that could spur further investment in the once rare disease and worsen the scramble for scarce vaccines. Although monkeypox has been established in parts of Central and West Africa for decades, it was not known to spark large outbreaks beyond the continent until May, when authorities detected dozens of epidemics in Europe, North America, and elsewhere. Hundreds of protesters gathered in central Tunis on Saturday to demonstrate against a referendum to be held on Monday on a new constitution that they reject as illegal. The current president published the draft constitution roughly a month ago. It gives him far more powers, reduces the role of the parliament and the judiciary, and removes most checks on his power. Portugal is analyzing the citizenship applications of two Russian oligarchs, one of whom is under U.S. sanctions, the government said, as a law granting passports to descendants of Sephardic Jews faces growing scrutiny. Russian-Israeli diamond oligarch Lev Leviev and Russian property developer Gad Nisanov are the latest high-profile Russians known to have applied for citizenship under the legislation. Pakistan's polio count for the year has risen to 13, with one case reported on Friday as the South Asian nation looks to contain a disease mostly eradicated elsewhere, officials said. The latest case was found in a northwestern province and involved an 18-month-old boy reported to be undernourished, the health ministry said in a statement. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.